Music there by Puccini. Of course, that was his huge hit, Nessun Dorma, sung for us by tenor Richard Marchison, joined by the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. You are listening to Sunday Night at the TSO here on the New Classical FM. My name is Paul Thomas, program and music director, filling in this week for Kathleen Kajioka. Now, coming up this week at Roy Thomson Hall, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra will be performing an incredible program featuring music by Tchaikovsky. They are going to perform his first piano concerto featuring soloist Sergei Babayan and his Symphony No. 6 in B minor, the incredibly popular Pathetique. Now, both of these will be conducted by a special guest, Dalia Stasevska, a rising star on the classical scene, and she joins me tonight. Now, first of all, you are the chief conductor of the Lahti Symphony Orchestra in Finland and the principal guest conductor of the BBC Philharmonic. So, Dalia, tell us, how did you get to where you are today?
Thank you for having me on this show. So, I grew up in mostly in Finland. I come from a multicultural family. So, my mother is Finnish and father is Ukrainian. I was around 8-9 years when I picked up the violin and then continued my studies to university, Sibelius Academy. There I switched to viola at some point as my main instrument and enjoyed quite a lot playing in symphony orchestras. So for a long time, that was my really dream to become an orchestra musician. And I think I was around 22, 23 when I saw for the first time a female conductor on the podium. It was like a lightning for me. Suddenly I saw a role model that looked like me and I thought that I want to try that too. Ever since, I didn't look back. So I did a few master classes and entered conducting class in Sibelius Academy, and a few more years has been by and here I am.
Wow. Okay, I want to latch on to something you just said there, because it's almost shocking that you say, if you don't mind me letting our audience know, you were a younger conductor. So for you to say that at 22, 23, it was the first time you saw a woman on the podium, it is kind of shocking. And I'm wondering, what is your thoughts on gender equality in conducting? Here we are in 2022.
Well, what I can say definitely is that during the last 10 years, things have changed dramatically for the good. And it is in a way shocking that me being so already in music business so actively and playing in symphony orchestras, that I needed to be that old to see a female conductor on podium, and that it wasn't that common 10 years ago. I'm so happy the direction world is moving in this equality things, especially in classical music. Of course, we cannot look by this really important, that was of course tragic, but it something good out of it came also. It was the Me Too movement. I feel that that's changed quite a lot our industry for good. And it of course influenced my life a lot. Our music industry kind of like realized that, wait a minute, why aren't we seeing women? Maybe it's because of us that we don't invest in women.
Right.
That this whole industry needs to change how we treat women and how we treat in generally all people. I think that everybody benefits from that, that we use all the potential there is, you know?
Absolutely. Well, you seem to be enjoying a tremendous career so far. We are so excited to have you coming to Toronto. Tell us what it means to be working with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra and about conducting Tchaikovsky.
So this will be, of course, my debut with Toronto Symphony Orchestra. I haven't been before. So I can't tell you yet. I haven't met them, but I've heard so many great things about this orchestra. So I'm looking tremendously forward to our week and with fantastic, great music.
Now, you are conducting then two big pieces. We can talk about that a little bit. You've got Tchaikovsky's piano concerto, the monumental piano concerto, and his sixth symphony. Now, is there a different approach when you're conducting a piano concerto and you've got the soloist there that you have to worry about as opposed to the symphony?
Yes, of course, it's a different kind of collaboration when there is a soloist. You need to have good skills in accompanying and really being sensitive and adjust very quickly to your soloist, who has, of course, spent much more time with the concerto than conductor. It can be also so much fun, because you don't have to be on your own there. You have a partner, and it can be a fantastic ride together. So I haven't worked with our piano soloist before, so it will be also really exciting to meet him for the first time and to make music together.
We should just mention quickly that pianist is Sergei Babayan, who is a very talented pianist, so it should be a tremendous concert indeed.
Yes, and of course, with the symphony orchestra, it's more collaboration between me and the orchestra musicians. I think there's, for me, more than freedom in a way, when I mostly decide, of course, on the direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it seems like you are just a rising star on the classical stage. You have done so many great things. What's next, looking ahead after your visit here in Toronto? What does the next few years look like for you? I know sometimes in the classical world, people don't realize how far in advance things can be planned. So give us some of your highlights.
Oh, dear. This season is definitely, I'm a lot in Canada, so I enjoy quite a lot working in this part of the world. And then the season after, I will be in Europe, exploring especially Central Europe. I will be doing some opera also. I'm really looking forward to work in a Glyndebourne Opera Festival. So this is one of the highlights that I'm really looking forward to.
Wonderful. Well, listen, we look forward to you being here in Toronto this week and this magnificent program featuring the music of Tchaikovsky. Dalia Stasevska, thank you so much for joining us here today. And again, we look forward to seeing you this week.
Thank you.
You can watch Dalia Stasevska lead the TSO this week in a program featuring music by Tchaikovsky, his first piano concerto, along with pianist Sergei Babayan and his Symphony No. 6 in B minor. Tickets are available at tso.ca. And right now, let's get a taste of that incredible Sixth Symphony. Here is the Berlin Philharmonic under the baton of Herbert von Karajan with the Allegro.